This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Look out, he got away. Get back down, you gotta pray. Don't stray, they say that's just how it go. What's that they underpay? Did these souls get turned to grey? Got no time to smile and say hello. Grab another Sunday, sing a little warning. Don't show pain, cause they put you in a corner. Happens to the best, yeah, that's just what I know. Take on the whole supernova. Push it back down, we up, up and over. Say three times to believe that's how it goes. It goes just back up. We watch as it burns down. Hold hands with you.
The program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. That is for sure, as we are going through our thing. Anyways, today's Monday, November the 11th, day 316th of the year, and only 50 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And
we are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Yeah, I almost said Radio Big before I played it, so that would have been kind of silly. Radio Big, Radio Big. But you get the point. Anyways, how was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? Did you do anything exciting? Did you do anything where you were like, hey, this might be the best thing I've ever done? Yeah, me either. But I figured I'd ask the question. You know, you never know what people have going on. So those are questions that have to be asked. Because you look at it and go, yeah, there were some other things you could be doing, but I was doing the best thing ever. You never know. So that's why I ask those questions. Anyway, so if you're new here, let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. It's kind of the stuff that we talk about and go through the whole rigmarole of everything that is happening, going on and moving forward. So with that being said, a lot of stuff going on in our show. So we bring in professional broadcasters that will talk about the things that are going on. We also open up the lines via callinradio.com, video, audio, and text messaging. If you go through the social media platforms, yeah, it's readily available there, but I do much better by going through callinradio.com because I normally don't look at that other stuff until the end. When I say the end, I mean the end of the show where everything's done and I'm just like, oh yeah, I was supposed to check that. So it's easier that way, just easier that way. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the end, a message in a bottle has a shocking family ties and a prominent paper brings its employees back to work. Yep, that we'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Grammy nominations and never before seen Britney clip as we get into showbiz. Also, SNL addresses the election and HBO addresses rumors about Euphoria. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. And let's see, the Royal Lodge saga comes to a close for now, but we'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So there you go. A lot of stuff for us to talk about. So with that being said, are you ready? Because I think I'm kind of ready for us to talk about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news. Because if you're good, I'm good. Because I'm always trying to be good for us to do stuff together. So let's get into the news. I have some friends waiting here from Feature Story News that are dying to talk to you because they're chitty chatty. But they'll tell you what the hell was going on with the weekend. You know, I'm not talking about the guy or the band or whatever the hell they go by. So there you go. With that being said, let's get moving with the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rosen R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump's named Tom Homan as his new border czar. The former police officer and long-standing immigration official served in the first Trump administration. Homan's previously spoken of the need for a mass deportation policy for illegal immigrants. The COP29 climate summit's getting underway in Azerbaijan. The annual United Nations meeting will be attended by delegations from around 200 countries. World leaders from developed nations face pressure to provide finance for poorer countries to cope with global warming. COP29 President Mukhtar Babayev opened the summit with a warning.
Climate change is already here, from flooded homes in Spain to forest fires in Australia, from rising oceans in the Pacific to barren plains in East Africa. Whether you see them or not, people are suffering in the shadows. They are dying in the dark, and they need more than compassion, more than prayers and paperwork. And they're crying out for leadership and action.
Many Pakistani cities are suffocating under a thick blanket of smog as air quality continues to plummet. The government's resorting to artificial rain in the southeastern province of Punjab to combat the smog. Hira Mustafa reports from Islamabad.
In Multan, a city in the country's west, air pollution levels are near the 1,000 mark. Last week, pollution levels were above 2,000. Air pollution levels of 300 are considered hazardous, but like in Multan, many cities in the Punjab province have record levels of pollution in the last few days. Schools have shut in Lahore, home to 14 million people, as officials try to limit exposure for children. It's also prompted the provincial government to pilot an artificial rain project. Officials say the trial will only begin in Rawalpindi if there is enough cloud cover. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.
China's rejected Philippine maritime claims and called new legislation an infringement on its territorial sovereignty and rights in the South China Sea. The two countries have overlapping territorial claims in the disputed waters, with encounters growing more frequent and combative in recent months. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. signed two laws last week defining the country's maritime entitlements and set designated sea lanes and air routes to reinforce sovereignty. Beijing reacted angrily. Its foreign ministry said it would firmly defend its territorial sovereignty and maritime rights. Both China and the Philippines claim the Scarborough Shoal and other outcroppings in the South China Sea. Under President Marcos Jr., the Philippines has grown more assertive, with the backing of its ally, the US. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at what Donald Trump's big election win might mean for the two biggest foreign policy crises on the world stage. As you know, the president-elect has vowed to resolve the war in Gaza and the war in Ukraine on day one of his presidency. But what does that look like? Sam Kiley is a veteran broadcaster and writer specializing in international affairs.
On the one hand, you've got his fulsome support for Netanyahu, and then on the other, his suggestion that even before he takes office, he might be able to bring peace to Ukraine. That would only come if there is a commitment handing over the Donbass plus a huge chunk of the west, east of the country to permanent Russian sovereignty. And that's something that the Zelensky's ruled out. But let's not forget the Europeans also ruled that out. Macron saying at that gathering, the European political gathering of leadership, saying essentially that the EU in the wake of the Trump administration is going to have to start paying a lot more if it perceives the threat to be what it says it is.
Much of this, of course, will be determined by the composition of Trump's new foreign policy team. It could include his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in an unofficial position focused on the Middle East, with the Ukraine negotiations to be handled by his Secretary of State, possibly the extreme right Rick Grenell, who served as Trump's ambassador to Germany first time around. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as his new border czar. The COP29 climate summit's getting underway in Azerbaijan. Many Pakistani cities are suffocating under a thick blanket of smog as air quality continues to plummet. And China's rejected Philippine maritime claims and called new legislation an infringement on its territorial sovereignty and rights in the South China Sea. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the Pre-Accident Investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration and Radio Big is always a good combination of things to talk about as we are hanging out doing our thingo. So anyways, what do you think? A lot of stuff going on, a lot of things being referenced inside of the news cycle, no doubt there. So be on the lookout to see what happens next, because, you know, that's what kind of makes our thing go. No doubt about that. So let's get into it. Let's go ahead and get into some of the shitless stuff, because this is what we're here for. So here's the state of affairs over the week past the election. Well, almost a week, because tomorrow will be the week. Campaign finances report revealed that Kamala Harris spent a staggering $582 million on staffing expenses. The rest of the $1.37 billion she raised largely went to combination of advertising and production, but a few weird items stand out. It appears that the Call Her Daddy podcast, Kamala's team built a replica of the show studio in a hotel suite so they didn't have to fly out to California for $100,000. She also paid a league of celebrities who performed and spoke at her events. Worth noting, while it would be fun to mock her for having to pay for these people when their endorsers, make a star like Bruce Springsteen and Beyonce, don't work for free. If they showed up without getting paid, that could very easily be constituted as a campaign finance violation. The very basis of the Trump bogus felony convictions. That's something that the editor wrote. By comparison, Team Trump raised about $380 million, spent $345 million on ads and operations, and raised over $10 million on staff, not $100 million, $10 million. Also, the Truth Social over the weekend, Trump said that he thinks that his campaign and Republican Party should help pay down $80 million outstanding debt. What? Hold on. Let's say that again. Truth Social over the weekend, Trump said that he thinks a campaign and Republican Party should help pay down $80 million outstanding debt. Really? That's interesting. In other election updates, President Joe Biden will host Donald Trump Wednesday morning at the White House. Exit polls suggest a Democrat messaging strategy to focus on abortion access might not have worked. Women under 30 shifted 11 points to Trump since 2020. Biden won a cohort by 35 points and Harris by 24. As the vote total stand out, Harris did not flip a single county that went for Trump in 2020 into her own column in 2024. J.D. Vance was spotted with his kids on a Capitol tour over the weekend, with some reports suggesting that he brought his son Cub Scouts pack for a VIP visit. Also, special prosecutor Jack Smith has filed paperwork to end the trials against Trump for the January 6 cases. So there you go. A lot of things going on for sure. So what do you think? I mean, I'm being serious. What do you think? I think it's going to be some interesting times ahead. January the 20th will be an interesting day. No doubt about that. And we're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting because a lot of information continues to come out. And then you already just heard in some of the news cycles, some of the other stuff. So we will continue talking. Anyway, take a listen to this. Only one of the 43 Rhesus Macaques that escaped from the research facility, or the monkeys that escaped from the research facility, have been recovered. Employees of the facility, Alpha Genesis, have set up traps to lure the monkeys, some which have been spotted near the property fence line and climbing the trees, likely keep close to their companions behind the fence. Officials at Alpha Genesis also warned locals to not fly their own drones to get a look, since the sight and sound of a buzzing aircraft could spook the monkeys. This is according to WYFF4. Yep, WYFF4, just in case. That's four, in case you didn't hear. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. In conjunction with the release of the movie Wicked, Mattel released a pair of dolls for two of the characters. Baggage includes a website addresses. One would think that would be for the movie Wicked.com. Turns out that if you visit Wicked.com, you absolutely should not. It's a porn site. Yeah, I'm not joking. So the site is a flick. Is the site for the flick is actually Ariana Grande is wickedmovie.com. Yeah, probably should have thought about some of that titling stuff before you did it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so far Mattel has not made a statement for the smutty slip-up. The dolls remain available online in the stores. Worth noting, one former retail professional tells the Morning Martini that the fix might be a simple providing a sticker-style decal to cover up offending website. So imagine that your kid gets this toy, all of a sudden they end up on a porn site. Probably not what you're looking for. So let's make sure that you cut it out if you end up getting the dolls there. So just something to think about. Also, all hands in on the email to Washington Post employees as it was sent out to the election. The paper of the CEO said that the employees will be required to return to the office 5 days a week. Managers will be back at their desk full time at the start of February, while the rest can be back saddled by June the 2nd. Currently, the paper allows some of the work at home 2 days a week. So there you go. Worth noting, this could be a way to force the resignation of some of the staff. Billionaire owner Jeff Bezos set the newsroom on fire, metaphorically speaking, of course, when he stopped the paper from endorsing Kamala Harris before the election and demanded more conservative ideological representation. So there you go. Speaking of billionaires, after a surge in Tesla stock last week, Elon Musk's net worth soared to $314 billion, leading Bezos by $84 billion. So there you go. If that's important to you, because some people really get all gung-ho about that shit. I don't understand. It's like, I don't care who the richest man in the world is. I mean, it's not going to have any impact on my life in regards to what's going on. I'm just saying. Just saying. I mean, if they're the richest person on the planet, good for them. I mean, whatever they did to get there, good for them. I mean, I don't know. Is it something that you deem important? Some people find that stuff so important. It's just so weird. It's like, oh my God, did you hear the blah, blah, blah? I don't care. So let's talk about this. A message in a bottle written by a woman in 1998 and tossed it into the water. was returned to her daughter 26 years later. A fourth grader, Mackenzie Van Eyck, says that she was tasked with writing a letter about the water in Great Lakes, which she placed in a plastic bottle and dropped it into Lake St. Clair. That's in Ontario. Earlier this month, kindergarten River Van Berg, who attended the same school, found the bottle and brought it to school. After reading the letter, the connection of the dots, Van Berg's teachers decided to share the letter with the class. Van Eek's daughter, Scarlett, is in the class. Needless to say, all were shocked that the letters in the bottle survived. This is according to CBC. Yeah, that's what it is. So there you go. Some stuff going on for you right there. By the way, some sad news over the weekend. Are you a horror movie fan? If you are, good. If you're not, let me tell you what's going on. Actor Tony Todd, yeah, he's died. He passed away on Saturday, according to his talent agent. No further details were discussed. Todd is best known for his role of the Phantom Killer in the movie Candyman. He was only 69. Yeah, I was super shocked. Super shocked seeing that. I mean, I'm kind of weird with the whole death thing because you never know what to expect. And it's like there's like no timing where you can say, oh, yeah, it's kind of expected. No, I'm always like, how the hell did this happen? That's how I look at it. So let's talk about over the weekend, some movies, some things that were going on in the movie theater. Taking from the top, at the number 10 was Terrifier 3 with $1.4 million. At number 9, We Live in Time with $2.2 million. At 8 was Here with $2.4 million. At number 7, Anora, $2.5 million. At 6 was Conclave with $4.1 million. The other one that was going on right there was number 5, Smile 2 with $5 million. The Wild Robot, $6.6 million. What else do we have? Heretic was $11 million. That one was new at number 3. At number 2 was The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. I think that's the newest rock movie, but don't hold me to that. $11.1 million, that's coming in at number 2. And at the number 1 spot, I think this is the third week in a row, was Venom, The Last Dance, with $16.2 million. So there you go.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about the Dow, because some people care about that stuff. The Dow gained about 259 points. To close at 43,988 on Friday. The S&P increased by 22 points to close at 5,995, and the NASDAQ increased by 17 points to close at 19,286. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.08 on Sunday. Now sit down for this next thing that I'm going to tell you, because it might put you in shock a little bit. Bitcoin continues launching past all-time highs. You ready for this? Breaking the $80,000 mark for the first time on Sunday. Like, first time ever. $80,000 was what Bitcoin was at. So there you go. $80,000. So there you go. Also, so be on the lookout. So Tuesday night, Mega Million drawing will be for $361 million jackpot or a $169.2 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $103 million jackpot or a $48.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Let's talk about this real quick. I'm coming out of show business real quick because some people will care about this. In case you missed it, Grammy nominations were announced on Friday. With 11 nominations, Beyonce became the most nominated artist in the show's history, breaking the tie with her husband, with Jay-Z with 99 total nods. Bey is the winningest artist of the Grammy history with 32. Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar, and Post Malone landed 7 nominations, and Sabrina Carpenter, Chappelle Ronan, and Taylor Swift followed with 6. The 67th annual Grammys will air on February the 2nd. This is according to Billboard. So there you go. I don't know. I look at it and I go, that's an interesting thing. for sure, in regards to taking a look at some of the nominational stuff in regards to what's going on. Okay, take a listen to this. A never-before-seen clip of Britney Spears addressing her conservatorship has surfaced while promoting her album Glory on the Jonathan Ross Show back in 2016. Spears was asked why she's not now taking more control of her music, to which she initially blazed coy, saying, "There's a lot of reasons, but I won't go into the whole story." She then bluntly says, "Since the conservatorship, I felt a lot of the things that were planned for me to do and, you know, being told what to do. And I was just like, for this album, I want to make it my baby." At the time, the part of it was edited out, though Spears did reference it in her memoir writing. Huh, how interesting. Yeah, and the clip's available, but I'm not going to play it. Just so you know. But yeah, that's something that's out there in case you are interested in finding it. Okay, take a listen to this. Nick Bosa will be fined $11,255 for crashing his post-game interview wearing a MAGA hat last month. He clearly isn't too devastated over the news. However, during Sunday's game against the Buccaneers, Bosa celebrated a sack with Donald Trump-esque dance at the end zone. This is according to the New York Post. Does the president have the power to pardon the NFL fine? That's what people are asking, but he's not the president yet, so I don't know if that would really work. So there you go. Anyways, authorities are searching for a $32,000 Rolex that Liam Payne was wearing just hours before the fall from his fatal fall from the hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last month. The homes of three suspects have been searched to no avail. Another sweep of his hotel room will take place this week in hopes that it turns out. Payne has been wearing the watch in CCTV footage and photos prior to his death of on October the 16th. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of here as we are talking. So what do you think? I mean, I don't know. This Liam Payne thing keeps on getting more and more interesting the more that we get to hear about it in regards to what was going on in the final hours and things there, everywhere, and all that kind of fun stuff. So we will take a look at one more time. Okay, so take a listen to this one real quick before we get into our main story. Over the weekend, rumors surfaced that Euphoria was canceled. HBO said to record straight, telling The Independent nothing has changed and season 3 will go into production in 2025. Euphoria has been a long hiatus and season 2 wrapped up in February of 2022. The writer's strike of 2023 also caused some delays. I'm just trying to figure out how old are these people going to be by the time that thing returns back. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about as we are talking. Anyways, it's 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and do that thing that we do right now that we call our main. We call it our main story. So let's do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, you know, it's main story time. People get excited. People don't want to talk. Some people just want to be like, what's the main story about? And let's get to it and get it over with. And I get that aspect of it, too. Always some stuff going on as we are talking. No doubt about that. So you are aware that over the last week, there has been tons and tons and tons of political talk. I mean, I don't think that there's anywhere that you can go as of this last week and escape it. You can't escape any of the stuff. That's for sure. No doubt there. So just keep that in mind as we are talking. So what have you thought about this new political landscape of everything that is going on? Have you kind of sat back and chuckled a little bit in regards to some of the standpoints? Or have you been like, just shut up and let's get this thing over with? I mean, I can understand both aspects, no doubt, as we are talking. So just keep that in mind as we are looking at some of this stuff. But unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at this today, I got some more political commentary. And I want to share some stuff with you, that I was able to find over the weekendo of things. So if you are ready, I would like to share with you some thingeringers, some things that some people might like, some people might not like, and it's okay. But this is how life goes. I like to share information on the things that are happening and not just one-sided point of views, which frustrate some people, but that's okay because I tend to do both, not the frustration of people, but just tend to do both things in regards of us trying to share info. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and I want to share this with you today. This was brought up by Trump over the weekend, and this was posted on social media, so we will go through it right now. Let me pull up the screen here. That's the screen arena, and let's go.
A free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that. If this most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple.
Hold on, hold on, like hold on, hold on, hold on. For
That's
some reason,
today I'm announcing my plan.
My computer's doing this really weird thing. So let me kind of do a flipperippy over here. And let me try something else out just to see if I can get this to work, because I did not realize that it was going to start doing all kinds of... Wow, my computer's just like all over the place. Hold on. Let me get you back into the mainer. What is this? I don't even understand what's going on this morning. So hold on. Let's do the publish thing. Okay. So let me get you into what I'm trying to get to, because apparently my computer does not want to... facilitate with me this morning in regards to what's going on. This is what I love about live shows. So let me do a flippy ippy, because I think I'm going to need to do that in regards of what we have going on here. And, you know, we should just stick to Chrome. Okay, so let's do it in this fashion. And we are going to undo. Let's get you published over here, and let's go.
Free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that. If this most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple just like dominoes, one by one. They'll go down. That's why today I'm announcing my plan to shatter the left-wing censorship regime and to reclaim the right to free speech for all Americans. And reclaim is a very important word in this case, because they've taken it away. In recent weeks, bombshell reports have confirmed that a sinister group of deep state bureaucrats, Silicon Valley tyrants, left-wing activists, and depraved corporate news media have been conspiring to manipulate and silence the American people. They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately. And here's my plan. First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis- or disinformation. And I will begin the process of identifying and firing every federal bureaucrat who has engaged in domestic censorship, directly or indirectly, whether they are the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health, Human Services, the FBI, the DOJ, no matter who they are. Second, I will order the Department of Justice to investigate all parties involved in the new online censorship regime, which is absolutely destructive and terrible, and to aggressively prosecute any and all crimes identified. These include possible violations of federal civil rights law, campaign finance laws, federal election law, securities law, and antitrust laws, the Hatch Act, and a host of other potential criminal, civil, regulatory, and constitutional offenses. To assist in these efforts, I am urging House Republicans to immediately send preservation letters, and we have to do this right now, to the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, and every Silicon Valley tech giant, ordering them not to destroy evidence of censorship. Third, upon my inauguration as president, I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk revising Section 230 to get big online platforms out of censorship business. From now on, digital platforms should only qualify for immunity protection under Section 230 if they meet high standards of neutrality, transparency, fairness, and non-discrimination. We should require these platforms to increase their efforts to take down unlawful content such as child exploitation and promoting terrorism while dramatically curtailing their power to arbitrarily restrict lawful speech. Fourth, we need to break up the entire toxic censorship industry that has arisen under the false guise of tackling so-called mis- and disinformation. The federal government should immediately stop funding all nonprofits and academic programs that support this authoritarian project. If any U.S. university is discovered to have engaged in censorship activities or election interferences in the past, such as flagging social media content for removal of blacklisting, those universities should lose federal research dollars and federal student loan support for a period of 5 years and maybe more. We should also enact new laws laying out clear criminal penalties for federal bureaucrats who partner with private entities to do an end run around the Constitution and deprive Americans of their First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights. In other words, deprive them of their vote. And once you lose those elections, and once you lose your borders like we have, you no longer have a country. Furthermore, to confront the problems of major platforms being infiltrated by legions of former deep staters and intelligence officials, there should be a 7-year calling off period before any employee of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DNI, DHS, or DOD is allowed to take a job at a company possessing vast quantities of U.S. user data. Fifth, the time has finally come for Congress to pass a digital bill of rights. This should include a right to digital due process. In other words, government officials should need a court order to take down online content, not send information requests such as the FBI was sending to Twitter. Furthermore, when users of big online platforms have their content or accounts removed, throttled, shadow banned, or otherwise restricted, no matter what name they use, they should have the right to be informed that it's happening, the right to a specific explanation of the reason why, and the right to a timely appeal. In addition, all users over the age of 18 should have the right to opt out of content moderation and curation entirely and receive an unmanipulated stream of information if they so choose. The fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America and for the survival of Western civilization itself. When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left. By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless America. If we don't.
Okay, so what do you think? I'm being serious. What do you think? A lot of information inside of that small clip. I mean, I shouldn't call it a small clip because it is kind of long, so let's not lie on what I'm saying here. But what do you think overall? A lot of information, short period of time to discuss, so there you go. Some things to think about. And I think that a lot of the stuff that he referenced is going to change on how you and I might look at the world and look at the U.S., the United States of America.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, here we are. Rated R. Safety Show, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As we are still hanging out here on Radio Big and on Safety FM. Yeah, this right here, this is Wheel. Well, that's the name of the song. This is by Woats. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music, in case you're looking. A lot of stuff going on, no doubt about that. So there you go. We'd like to thank Woats for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. A lot of stuff. Might want to give that one a little screamer-emer action if you're so inclined to do so. So let me go ahead and tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and my friends at To Write Love on here on the live To Write Love on Their Arms are wanting you to know that healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. That'll get everything moving and grooving for you real quick as we are talking. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world here because, hey, that's what we do. Talk for a little bit about everything. Well, we all know that one key thing to long and healthy life is regular exercise, and that's why the results of a study that are unnerving when it's all said and done. Scientists have found the milestone to spend the average of more than 60 hours per week sitting. And their sedentary lifestyle and quietly accelerating their biological clock. Researchers from the University of Colorado Boulder and the University of California Riverside examined 1,000 adults between the ages of 28 to 49 and found that the reason the challenge is a common assumption among young adults is that they don't need to worry about their health impacts and lifestyle choices until middle age. On average,
These individuals reported sitting 9 hours daily, with some of them sitting up to 16 hours. They average 80 to 160 minutes of moderate physical activity weekly and less than 135 minutes of vigorous exercise. Those who sat for longer periods showed that higher bad cholesterol readings and higher BMI, even meeting the recommendation of physical activity guidelines, increases their risk of heart disease and other age-related health conditions far earlier than previously thought. I know the only vigorous exercise that I get is hurrying home so I can sit around for the evening. And thanks goodness that I bought the standing decks that experts said last time that would be a good thing for my health. I get some. That was not the case. So really some things to think about as we are talking. So what do you think here as I start talking about some of this stuff? It makes it pretty interesting for sure when it's all said and done. So I don't know, what are you going to change anything about your health? Are you going to change anything in regards to your habits? I will tell you, I try to do stuff pretty frequently to make sure that I'm staying active. Does not necessarily mean that it's the best things, but I try to do some things, that's for sure. That way I'm just not sitting all day in a chair. Because, you know, sometimes I do classes that I'm sitting just in a chair the whole time. So it becomes very interesting, especially if I'm not live there and in living color. That is for sure, as we do speak about this. Anyways, with that being said, let's do something a little bit happier. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jeff. Mark Twain said, "It's easier to fool people than to convince them they've been fooled." I love this quote. I think it's more prevalent today than it was over 100 years ago when he first said it. We now have social media, which can be kind of an echo chamber of hearing back things that you already believe. I have friends on the far left and friends on the far right, and fortunately many who are not political at all. As we were approaching the recent election, I saw my friends on each side being pushed further and further apart. Each side saw stories that resonated with them, and they couldn't believe that anybody could possibly choose the other side. That's the danger of media taking sides. And they absolutely do. We are fools if we think that they don't.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Yesterday I told you about a young couple who gave every cent they had, even though their rent was due and their cupboards were bare. 2 days later, a businessman stopped by my office. "Pastor," he said, "is there someone in our congregation who has a desperate financial need?" I told him about that young couple. He took out his checkbook, wrote out a check to cover all their expenses for the coming month. I'll never forget the joy that flooded their hearts when I handed them that check. They had obeyed the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and God had proved himself faithful. Lord Jesus, give me the faith to be obedient when you ask me to give all that I have in my bank account. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Donald Trump's named Tom Homan as his new border czar. The former police officer and long-standing immigration official served in the first Trump administration. Homan's previously spoken of the need for a mass deportation policy for illegal immigrants. The COP29 climate summit's getting underway in Azerbaijan. The annual United Nations meeting will be attended by delegations from around 200 countries. World leaders from developed nations face pressure to provide finance for poorer countries to cope with global warming. COP29 President Mukhtar Babayev opened the summit with a warning.
Climate change is already here. From flooded homes in Spain to forest fires in Australia. From rising oceans in the Pacific to barren plains in East Africa. Whether you see them or not, people are suffering in the shadows. They are dying in the dark. And they need more than compassion, more than prayers and paperwork. And they're crying out for leadership and action.
Many Pakistani cities are suffocating under a thick blanket of smog as air quality continues to plummet. The government's resorting to artificial rain in the southeastern province of Punjab to combat the smog. Hira Mustafa reports from Islamabad.
In Multan, a city in the country's west, air pollution levels are near the 1,000 mark. Last week, pollution levels were above 2,000. Air pollution levels of 300 are considered hazardous, but like in Multan, many cities in the Punjab province have record levels of pollution in the last few days. Schools have shut in Lahore, home to 14 million people, as officials try to limit exposure for children. It's also prompted the provincial government to pilot an artificial rain project. Officials say the trial will only begin in Rawalpindi if there is enough cloud cover. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.
China's rejected Philippine maritime claims and called new legislation an infringement on its territorial sovereignty and rights in the South China Sea. The two countries have overlapping territorial claims in the disputed waters, with encounters growing more frequent and combative in recent months. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. signed two laws last week defining the country's maritime entitlements and set designated sea lanes and air routes to reinforce sovereignty. Beijing reacted angrily. Its foreign ministry said it would firmly defend its territorial sovereignty and maritime rights. Both China and the Philippines claim the Scarborough Shoal and other outcroppings in the South China Sea. Under President Marcos Jr., the Philippines has grown more assertive, with the backing of its ally, the US. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Yep, Radio Big, Safety FM, hanging out doing our thing, no doubt about that. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, the UK becomes the first European country to record over 50,000 COVID deaths, and followed by the US, Brazil, India, and Mexico. That happened back on this date in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today, if you're so inclined to do so. Caitlin Ford turns 30. Krista B. Allen turns 33. John Batiste turns 38. Victor Cruz, 38 as well. Leonardo DiCaprio turns 50. Jason White turns 51. Calista Flockhart turns 60. Demi Moore turns 62. Stanley Tucci turns 64 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those. It's Remembrance Day, National Metal Day, National Sunday, and I'm talking about like the dessert Sunday, just in case. Sunday Day. So there you go. World Orphans Day, National Indiana Day, World Origami Day. Oh, there you go. Some origami. Yeah. Change my mind like it's origami. Look that song up. You might like it. National Education Day, Pokey Day, Singles Day, and last but not least, and if anything, you know, really to talk about, it's Veterans Day. So a lot of stuff to discuss right there if you're so inclined to do so. Also, if you need a random joke for today, well, I have one of those for you. My Roomba just beat me to a Cheeto that I dropped on the floor. This shows how war against the machine has begun. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Pet peeve time. What's yours and keep politics out of it? No, seriously, which one's yours? I mean, everybody has some pet peeves, no doubt about that. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. In a poll, fully 45% of people said this was the most stressful event of their life. What is it? Are you ready for this? Moving. Yeah, that was it. Moving. That I don't know. A little questions there, here and there. So there you go. That's going to sum it up for us. Thanks for hanging out on this lovely morning, because, you know, hey, we have to do our thing together. You and I get to hang out and do our stuff. No doubt about that. So anyways, with that being said, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so, talking about the world of music and entertainment, if you want to come and hang out with me. If you want to stay on Safety FM, you're more than welcome on doing so. The likes of Sheldon Primus will come in. He'll talk about the world of safety consulting, if you're so encouraged to hear about some of that stuff. No doubt about that. So if I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. In peace, sons bury their fathers. In wars, father buries their son. Think about that for a moment. That might get you places that you weren't thinking about today. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Don't show pain because they put you in a corner. Happens to the best, yeah, that's just what I know. Yeah, that's just what I know. We'll take on the whole supernova. Push it back down, we up and over. Say three times to believe that's how it goes.